Here's a quick demo from my main man Keo on how to load SoundFont SF2 files into Bass MIDI, which is a free SoundFont player from a developer called Falcosoft, FalcoSoft. I'm not going to go over installing the plugin, just type into your favorite search engine, grab the installer. On Windows, it was fully accessible. So I'm just going to pick up InReaper, instantiating it as an instrument and showing you how to load files, change some parameters, switch presets, all that good stuff. So I'm in Reaper. I'm going to do Alt-I to go to the insert top menu.
Media file, CTRL plus IM.
And I'm going to hit V for the virtual instrument on new track option.
Insert virtual instrument on new track, dialog filter.
And in the filter, I'm going to type bass MIDI, all one word, BASSMIDI, and hit enter to load the plugin.
Effects, track one, bass MIDI, style, dialog.
Okay, so we can get to some controls in the effects window with this plugin. You can either get to those by tabbing a bunch to get through the controls at the start of the tab order, or from where you land by default, which is in the effects chain list, you should just be able to hit F6 to focus the plugin GUI. So I'm going to do it that way.
Active sound fonts, zero voices, 000 samples.
And you heard it tell me there's no sound fonts loaded. If I press tab once from here,
sound font slash bass MIDI setup button,
I get sound font slash bass MIDI setup button. I'm in the effects window, so I need to do shift space on this.
Press sound font slash bass MIDI setup, edit blend.
That loads a new window, and if I press tab once from here,
file button,
we get a file button, and this is going to let us browse to the path of the first sound font that we want to load. So shift space on this.
Press open dialog file name.
And I'm probably already in the right place. Let's see.
Full script SF.
Yeah, so standard open dialog. I'm just going to browse to
essential keys SFZ Max V9.6.
Essential keys. And I'm going to hit enter.
Sound font slash bass MIDI setup file button.
And you might expect to be able to play the sound font at this point. But no, there's one more step. What we have to do is click an OK button to dismiss this configuration window. And the easiest way to get to that from where we are now is just to shift tab a few times.
Edit to cancel OK button.
Enter on this.
Effects, track one, bass MIDI, style, dialog, 0.
And now... Ooh, that came in quite hot, didn't it? But I am able to play the first preset, which is a piano of some kind. Now, this might not be the same on your computer, but what I've found here on my machine is that when I'm streaming sound fonts from disk, even though I've got a reasonably fast SSD, when I play notes quickly, sometimes I get clicks and pops. So hopefully, if I show you what I mean, it will misbehave in the right way. Let's try. It's not doing it now. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll show you the trick that fixes it on this machine, even though it's not doing it this time. So what we can do is go back into SoundFont slash bass MIDI setup, shift space on this again.
Press SoundFont slash bass MIDI setup.
A few tabs before that OK button, there's a useful checkbox.
Cancel OK, only edit till slider 50.
So I'm shift tabbing to that.
Combo box slider 50, combo, use sync, it reloads, map SoundFonts into memory, checkbox not checked.
Map SoundFonts into memory. Whenever I get clicks and pops, I've found coming back in here and checking this cleans those up. But right now, it seems to be behaving. Don't know why, but I'm just going to hit escape to get out of this window.
Effects, track one, bass.
And let's have a look at how we can switch through some other presets. So now I'm back in the effects window. If I press tab a few times from here.
Tone, Dulati, Pitch, Horu, Ever, Pan, Alum, Combo Box 000, Yamaha C5 Grand Collapsed.
And this first combo box that we reach tells us the preset that is selected. And it's a combo box, so we can pull it down and play some other stuff. Let's see.
001 Large Concert Grand.
Large Concert, they sound pretty much the same to me.
002 Mellow C5 Grand.
Yep, so does that one. I clearly don't have an ear for piano.
003 Bright C5 Grand. 004 Upright Piano.
Ooh, that one sounds different. Okay.
005 Chateau Grand.
Ooh, wow. Okay, so you got a bunch of different pianos, and I cannot play any of them. Let's go down a few more presets. I think there's a Rhodes in here somewhere.
00007 Dark Chateau, 008 Rhodes Ebb.
Ah, Rhodes, here we go. Right, let's say there's too much reverb on that. because for my taste, there is. Now, you can adjust this kind of thing in the effects window, but I found the labeling to be a little bit clearer in the Asara parameters dialog. So I'm going to hit escape to come out of the effects window.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
Hit P to go to the parameters for the track.
FX parameters dialog parameter com.
And if I go down a couple of params.
MIDI system off 1. New synth reverb type 5.
Says reverb type.
Reverb level 6.
And reverb level. Let's have a quick listen to this reverb as it is. Yeah. I'm going to change the type.
Reverb type 5.
Tap to move to the slider.
Value slider all 1.
This is one of those strangely behaved sliders. The quickest way to move between the different types is to use page up and page down instead of up and down arrows. And you'll have to press page up and page down a few times each time you want to change the reverb type, but it does get you there. So we're on hall 1 at the moment, but if I bang away on page up a few times.
Hall 2.
There's hall 2. Not markedly different, a little bit longer, I suppose. Let's see what else we got.
Room 1.
Ooh, yeah, that's more my kind of thing.
Room 2.
Room 2. Oh, a bit bigger.
Room 3.
That one's kind of in between. I think there's a basement reverb that I quite like. And this is also an opportunity to find out how to turn off the reverb. If you press home to go to the very top of the slider.
No effect.
No effect. No reverb at all. But I do want a little bit. Page down a few times from here to get to the basement one.
Basement.
Yeah, I really like that.
Parameter, combo box, reverb type.
Let's go back to the reverb type. Go down one.
Reverb level, 6.
Reverb level.
Value, slider 64.
64. Let's bring it up a little bit.
6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 8, 8, 8, 8, 9, 9, 1, 100.
Let's go up to 100. Yeah, that sounds cool. Okay. What am I going to play on this? Let's see. Anyway, you get the idea. That's how to use sound fonts in Bass MIDI. Hope it's helpful.